followed up already, huh? Nothing new as far as I can see from this club. I kind of reserve it with Ruby and Johnson, so I'll have to get the afternoon report from him. Do you have anything new?
No, I talked to the chief, and he had a report from Hanoi that they're coming back to the
The major problem that I see, did you get my message that I thought the letter was clear?
You didn't get it shot.
You had a late time, you know. But if you call man through the mountain, God, all of hell very clear.
Right. But I'll call Scott in the morning.
Call him in the morning, right.
But he won't go to the
He would not. Master will.
Yes.
You can call him. And you would include both leaders, Aaron and I'm not in, but Ford and Albert, of course. Abear and Stennis, because they're our friends.
Absolutely. And Florida.
Goldwater, because he's got to stand up, and that's about it.
And Reagan. Reagan called me this morning.
Yeah.
And said that he was, of course, 100% behind you, but he thought you should give an explanation on television of what we were doing.
I know. Well, you see, that's the point that several people have raised, that you know the reason we can't. They want me to go on to explain why we're bombing.
That's right.
Well, the reason we're bombing is to bring them back to the conference table, but you can't say that, can you?
No.
And did you tell Reagan that, or did you tell him?
Well, I can tell it to Reagan privately.
Yeah.
It isn't just getting them back to the conference table, it's getting them back to the conference table in a mood.
Oh, I guess that's what I mean. The part is that the question is raised that there's a deep war on the head on today is to Warren Whiteman says that the leaders, which of course we have done, I did check the first of it looked deep. All the leaders have been controlled over the period of time. But the other part is that why we don't go on to complain while we're bombing. Well, the part is we made that decision early on because the moment you say you're bombing for a purpose of getting them back to talk seriously, that they can't come back.
That's right. Exactly.
And going on with a high police business, well, they refuse to talk seriously, so we're going to bomb them for their talk today. It's by God, that's a dead loser. You can go out and say, you're bombing to stop an invasion. You're bombing to get your prisoners back or something else, but you cannot say you're going to bomb in order to negotiate. Nobody will ever buy that.
Exactly, I agree.
But on the other hand, how to handle that problem is going to be one of the key ones after this announcement is made.
We couldn't say anything now next week.
Oh, I do. Now, you understand there's enormous pressure building up for me to brief the congressional leaders when they come back. And if not, or maybe send you up to brief Fulbright and the committee and all that crap and all that sort of thing. And of course, to have any briefing unit prior, or any formal briefing prior to the meeting you want to do, would be a utter damn disaster. You do? Now, how are we going to get out of it?
We just say we won't do it until the next round is completed.
That's what I want you to get across to Mansfield.
But, you know, it would come through. I could in an informal session with the Foreign Relations Committee.
Well, then screw them. The main thing is the committee you want to meet with. We're through with them, Henry. They all had it, and they're all against this, and they better change. But you could meet on an informal basis, maybe with the Armed Services Committee, to keep them in line.
Right.
So we've got to start talking to the Hawks and not to the Percy and the George Bundy. You see what I mean?
I agree completely.
We've got to go to our own strength at this point.
Right.
I mean, after all the Percy's and the colony for those practical reasons, but we have to. The thing is that how do we, if you were asked a specific question, why did you bomb? I know the reason. What would you say?
But I would say, I won't go into it about these negotiations.
No, but what would you say if you were having to talk very directly to somebody?
If I would never talk very directly, I would say, look, we're good in a position that we could have played along. Quite a while, but I'm glad to introduce a new element into the equation. Adrian, I'm going to talk to you. And once we decided to move forward, we had to do it sooner. That's the worst way to do it, but it's, you know, a lot of the doubts are saying, well, if we had just popped it through it there, they would have been with us. So that's nonsense, you know. That's like saying, if we had gone into Cambodia with the Vietnamese troops, they wouldn't have objected. And that's what I would say, but frankly, I think you couldn't say anything.
I agree. The point is that we have to...
I don't frankly think you are going to take all those countries.
Well, we'll see, you know, by tomorrow afternoon.
Our opponents are going to yell at me anyhow. The government doesn't really support you.
He will come, and he will say the things that will be helpful, but it will hurt,
you will not come. Just in a code for you
that. We'll probably want it to announce it before the second.
What? Fine. Okay.
Drop over the NBC. Then I'm in
fine. Good. Okay, Henry, fine.